2025 National English Competition for College Students. Level C Preliminary.
Part 1 Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, one question will be asked, and you have 15 seconds to read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
First, Mary, it's been brought to my attention that you're frequently late for meetings. I want you to know that punctuality is important in business and in our company too.
Sorry, Mr. Jones, I'm not sure I understand. What exactly do you mean by punctuality?
Punctuality simply means being on time. If a meeting is scheduled for 1 o'clock, everyone is expected to be in the meeting room and ready to start.
Oh, now I understand. I'll be on time for meetings from now on.
Question: What does Mary promise to do from now on?
Second, Ivy got an idea. Let's try to find one very beautiful, very impressive large piece of art to put at the entrance of our offices. Then, instead of buying works of art to hang in the various hallways, we can rent the artworks and rotate what we have on display.
That's a brilliant idea. I think you just solved our dilemma. That way, we'll eventually get around to everybody's taste in art. And if some people don't like some of the art, well, they won't have to look at it for long.
All right, that's our plan. Let's do it.
Question: What are the speakers going to do next? Third, I know a doctor who specializes in helping people quit smoking. The doctor recommended a therapy group that met twice a week.
So everyone in the group was trying to quit smoking?
Yep, we were all in the same boat. We had a buddy system. If we needed help, we'd call each other. Also, the doctor recommended getting some exercise, so I started doing some cycling. I could barely make it down the street for the first couple of days, but now I'm riding as much as 10 kilometers.
Question: How did the man quit smoking?
Fourth. Hello, this is Supervisor Jim Bradley. Gloria told me your items did not arrive on time. We're very sorry for the inconvenience.
I appreciate your apology, but because we did not cancel the order, I believe I'm within my rights to ask for some sort of compensation.
Well, it seems one of our staff confused your order with another client's canceled order. We deeply regret this error, and I will have your items shipped to you today by express mail at no added charge.
Question: What did the woman want to do in the phone conversation? Fifth, remember to keep your game face on. It's important not to seem surprised when they ask the first difficult question.
All right, I'll be expecting tough questions. What kind of controversial topics do you think they might cover?
I'd be ready to answer questions about anything. For instance, your company's stock price has recently taken a dip, there was a product recall last year, and sales for your latest gadget have been disappointing.
Question: What's the probable relationship between the speakers? Section B. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions and make your answers on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation. Then read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer according to what you hear. Mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
What is it like being an investigative journalist?
It's most definitely not a 9-to-5 job. You often work night shifts and do a lot of work on a story in your free time because you want to meet the deadline and write the best possible story.
How you find the truth behind the story?
If you want to know the truth about a story, you have to interview the people involved. You need to ask for a copy of a police report. Some people say no, but lots of people share information with journalists.
Do you often find that a story doesn't really go anywhere after you've done a lot of work on it?
Yes, for every tip that gets you a big story, there are at least 10 that don't go anywhere. You try to uncover the facts and get in touch with people for interview, only to be told no comment. Or there's no real story. It sometimes feels like you've been hitting your head against a brick wall.
What really helps you with a great story?
A good editor, because a good editor will recognize a great story and make sure you get paid well for it. On the contrary, a bad editor can cause you to doubt your ability as a journalist. But you can't let that get to you.
And what's the hardest thing about being an investigative journalist?
The hardest part is locking yourself in a room and making yourself write. It can be hard to shut off the rest of the world and focus on getting the story written down. It's easy to say, "I'll finish this later," but you have to meet your deadline, so that's just not good enough. Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation and complete the sentences with one word according to what you hear. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
Kevin, are you all packed for vacation?
Actually, Mom, I really suggest we rethink our vacation plans.
What? Why?
I just don't think we should go to the Bahamas this year. Maybe we should go some more local, like Cornwall.
But you've been so excited about this vacation for ages. We'll be traveling next week, everything's booked and paid for. What's really going on? Are you worried about something at school?
No, I'm not that, it's just, well, I've been reading about all the awful effects of the climate crisis, and we'll be contributing to that if we go to the Bahamas. It's a 9-hour flight from London. So think of all the greenhouse gases we'll be responsible for emitting. Plus on the flight they only serve drinks in plastic cups and with disposable napkins, so think of all the waste that is generated. And did you know that the Bahamas is one of the countries that's most threatened by climate change? The rising sea levels caused by the Earth heating up could cause the islands to go underwater in a few decades' time.
I see. And how do you feel about the climate crisis?
To be honest? Completely helpless because it's so bad, and nothing we do will change it.
Honey, I think you're suffering from climate anxiety when you feel like we're doomed and guilty and desperate about the destruction to the environment. I hear a lot of similar things from my teenage patients during their therapy sessions. It's not surprising, after all, you're bombarded with horrifying statistics and constant news stories about what you should and shouldn't do. And I understand your feelings. It shows that you really care about the world around you. But you know, it isn't too late to make a difference. There's a climate change activism group in the next town that some of my patients go to.
I've heard about it, but it's too far away.
I don't mind taking you. And we can carpool with some others to reduce our carbon dioxide emissions.
That sounds like a good idea, thanks.
And maybe you are right about our vacation. You know that your dad and I really want to relax on a sunny beach, but we don't have to go so far to do it. I'll talk to him about going to the south of France. We can get to Paris by train on the Eurostar, and then take a high-speed French train down to Nice. Trains are much more environmentally friendly than planes. Fortunately, our tickets to the Bahamas are refundable.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. Remember, you can always talk to me when something is bothering you.
Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
16th. The World Bank said last year that 54% of adults in Africa south of the Sahara Desert ranked the issue of paying school costs higher than medical or other costs. The aid organization said school fees were the biggest financial worry for 40% of people in Uganda. In that country, a top government-supported school reportedly costs $700 for a 3-month term. That is a lot of money in a country where yearly economic activity per person was $864 in 2023. World Bank information shows that African countries in the area also have the highest rates of children out of school in the world.
Section 17. Past research suggested drinking alcohol in moderate amounts could be good for the heart. But a growing number of public health experts now advise people to limit alcohol intake as much as possible to improve health. One of those experts is Dr. Timothy Naimi. He is with the Canadian Institute for Substance Use Research at the University of Victoria in British Columbia. Naimi told the Associated Press, "Drinking less is a great way to be healthier." Earlier this month, U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy called for changing his agency's existing health warning on alcoholic drinks to include cancer risks.
A new study suggests that Venus likely never had water flowing on its surface. The research was based on data related to the chemical makeup of the planet's atmosphere. Scientists have long considered whether Venus once held liquid water, even possibly large oceans. Such research was based on the fact that Venus is like our own planet in many ways. It is a rocky planet similar in structure and size to Earth, and is also our closest planetary neighbor. But the latest study provides evidence that Venus has likely always been the hot, extremely dry planet it remains today. Researchers from Britain's University of Cambridge led the study.
19th. As the amount of space traffic continues to grow, the United Nations is calling for increased international cooperation to improve safety. Continued deployment of satellites and sharp increases in space debris over the years have resulted in the crowding of low Earth orbit. Space experts and industry leaders say this has created safety risks that will worsen if the problem is not dealt with. A UN gathering of experts recently called for more sharing of information about orbital space objects, as well as creation of an international process to follow and manage them.
New blood tests could help to identify or diagnose Alzheimer's disease faster and with more accuracy, researchers reported recently. However, some of the tests for the brain-wasting disease appear to work better than others. Doctors can confirm Alzheimer's in a patient if they find one of the disease's main signs, the development or buildup of a sticky protein called beta amyloid. Currently, doctors use brain imaging or a special test known as a spinal tap look for beta amyloid buildup. Brain imaging is hard to get and spinal taps are painful. Instead, many patients are diagnosed based on their behavior and cognitive exams. Section D. In this section, you will hear one monologue. The monologue will be read twice. After listening, answer the questions using no more than 6 words. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
Everything gets worse with age, doesn't it? Your fitness decreases, your concentration levels fall, your chances of being successful reduce, or maybe not. Extensive surveys and research projects have found that there is a peak age for many things, but that peak age is not always a young one. So let's start at the younger age. At the age of 7 or 8, you're at the optimal stage to learn a second language. Scientists seem to agree that your brain is in the best condition for second language at this young age, so that's several years before puberty and teenage years. This is something that schools really should take into account. So what about general brain power? Well, apparently this peaks at 18 years old. This result was based on a science test where people were given symbols and each symbol matched to a number. They were then given a list of numbers and they had to convert them into the symbols. The 18-year-olds performed the best. But when's the best age for remembering names? We've all had that situation where someone has introduced themselves to you, but the name just doesn't stick in your brain and it's too embarrassing to ask again. It's certainly happened to me several times. Well, if you want to avoid forgetting people's names, you need to be in your 20s. It happens least often to 22-year-olds. And talking of our 20s, 23 is the age where women are most attractive to men. And this doesn't change as men get older, they re still most attracted to 23-year-old women. It's not quite the same the other way round, though. Women in their 20s find men who are slightly older more attractive. Now, what about physical strength? Well, your muscles are the strongest when you're 25, and if you exercise, you can pretty much keep them that way for the following 10 to 15 years. Interestingly, marathon running gives different result. The best time to run a marathon is at the age of 28. 28-year-olds seem to get the best times. And it's not all downhill for your body after this. Your bones are strongest when you're 30. If you want to invent something or make a big discovery, you're to do it by the time you're 40. This is the average for when Nobel-winning research is done, but this age is also relevant to all great achievements. So don't waste time. And what else can we hope for in our 40s? Well, men's salaries peak at 48, but the peak for women comes earlier, at 39. And apparently, the 40s and 50s are also the decades in which you're best at understanding other people's emotions. It must be because of all the practice you will have had by then. And what next? Well, the people who are most satisfied with life are 69, and your vocabulary is at its best in your 60s and 70s. And according to studies, 74-year-olds are happiest with their bodies. And 82-year-olds have the best psychological well-being. That really surprised me. So perhaps old age isn't something to fear after all. Everything gets worse with age, doesn't it? Your fitness decreases, your concentration levels fall, your chances of being successful reduce, or maybe not. Extensive surveys and research projects have found that there is a peak age for many things, but that peak age is not always a young one. So let's start at the younger age. At the age of 7 or 8, you're at the optimal stage to learn a second language. Scientists seem to agree that your brain is in the best condition for second language at this young age, so that's several years before puberty and teenage years. This is something that schools really should take into account. So what about general brain power? Well, apparently this peaks at 18 years old. This result was based on a science test where people were given symbols and each symbol matched to a number. They were then given a list of numbers and they had to convert them into the symbols. The 18-year-olds performed the best. But when's the best age for remembering names? We've all had that situation where someone has introduced themselves to you, but the name just doesn't stick in your brain and it's too embarrassing to ask again. It's certainly happened to me several times. Well, if you want to avoid forgetting people's names, you need to be in your 20s. It happens least often to 22-year-olds. And talking of our 20s, 23 is the age where women are most attractive to men. And this doesn't change as men get older, they re still most attracted to 23-year-old women. It's not quite the same the other way round, though. Women in their 20s find men who are slightly older more attractive. Now, what about physical strength? Well, your muscles are the strongest when you're 25, and if you exercise, you can pretty much keep them that way for the following 10 to 15 years. Interestingly, marathon running gives different result. The best time to run a marathon is at the age of 28. 28-year-olds seem to get the best times. And it's not all downhill for your body after this. Your bones are strongest when you're 30. If you want to invent something or make a big discovery, you're to do it by the time you're 40. This is the average for when Nobel-winning research is done, but this age is also relevant to all great achievements. So don't waste time. And what else can we hope for in our 40s? Well, men's salaries peak at 48, but the peak for women comes earlier, at 39. And apparently, the 40s and 50s are also the decades in which you're best at understanding other people's emotions. It must be because of all the practice you will have had by then. And what next? Well, the people who are most satisfied with life are 69, and your vocabulary is at its best in your 60s and 70s. And according to studies, 74-year-olds are happiest with their bodies. And 82-year-olds have the best psychological well-being. That really surprised me. So perhaps old age isn't something to fear after all. This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.